This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Leaders of the state's largest school district vote today on potential school closures. Denverite's Paolo Jalceda has more.
Seven schools have been identified as candidates for closure by the district's superintendent. School board members will vote on whether to follow through on those closures. Superintendent Alex Marrero also identified three schools for permanent restructuring, which would cut some grades, but not all. The district estimates it would save about $30 million from these closures, of which a majority would be immediately reinvested into other schools. Nearly 1,100 students would be impacted by the proposed closures. I'm Paolo Jalceda, Denverite.
A smoldering underground coal fire in Boulder is finally being put out. CPR's Ishan Takor.
Marshall Mesa Trailhead sits in South Boulder, though it looks nothing like a trail now. That's because workers are now excavating 12 acres to put out smoldering coal, three stories underground. For over 100 years, parts of the coal seam underneath the trail have been smoldering or have caused surface fires. Thanks to federal funds, workers are now digging up the coal and mixing it with soil and rock to bring down the temperature. Here's Jeff Graves with Colorado's Inactive Mine Reclamation Program.
The goal is that now you don't have lots of coal that could potentially combust and create problems at the surface.
There are just over 40 smoldering coal fires underground in the state. Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is putting the brakes on rebates to help Coloradans buy electric vehicles. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Lisa Levad lives in Arvada. She had pre-qualified for a $3,000 discount from Xcel based on her income, and she was counting on it to offset the cost of a used EV purchased in September. Then the utility sent an email saying it exhausted all funding for the incentives earlier this month.
We'd kind of gone out on a limb to do this, and I felt unbelievably foolish for trusting that this scenario could work out for us.
Xcel now says it'll honor the discounts for about 100 residents like Levad. The company has no plans to reopen applications for anyone else. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on CPR News.